The eighth Shir HaMa'alot, Mizmor Kuf Kaf Zayin, Psalm 127, appears to consist of two short units, verses 1 and 2, and verses 3 to 5. Verses 1 and 2 are a statement about the futility of human action devoid of God's will. Im Hashem lo yivnevait, shav amlu vonav bo. Unless Hashem builds a house, its builders labor in vain. Im Hashem lo yishmor ir, shav shakad shomer. Unless Hashem watches over a city, the watchman observes in vain. The Mizmor is not an argument for builders or watchmen to abandon their efforts, or that human initiative and action are uncalled for. Rather, it warns of an attitude that relies on human action alone. Such an attitude leaves no room or little room for recognizing that all things are in God's hands. And that is but one step away from living a godless existence, enjoying the pleasures our world has to offer, but not acknowledging God's enablement of our successes. Sefer Devarim warns of a similar mindset in which the Israelites might come to think, Kochi ve'otzem yadi asa li et ha'il hazeh. My own power and the might of my own hand have attained this prosperity for me. V'zacharta et Hashem Elokecha, ki hu hanoten lecha koach la'asot chayil. Remember that it is Hashem your God who gives you the power to attain prosperity. Verses 3 to 5 of the Mizmor extol the benefits of building a family and having children. Hine nahalat Hashem banim, sachar peri habaten. Children are allotted by Hashem, the fruit of the womb is His reward. The psalm then adds that having children early in life is especially beneficial for a parent, for they come into adulthood while the parent is still physically dynamic, creating an optimal team that can work together. Kechitzim b'yad gibor ken b'nei hanneurim. Like arrows in the warrior's hand, so are children born in one's youth. The next verse continues the metaphor of children being as helpful to a parent as arrows are to the warrior. Ashrei ha-gever asher mile et ashpato mehem, lo yevoshu ki yedabberu et oyevim bashar. Fortunate is the man that fills his quiver with them. They will not be disappointed when contending with enemies at the gate. Rashi suggests that even the word banim, children, in the psalm, is essentially a metaphor for Torah disciples. Banim, says Rashi, ha-talmidim shehu ma'amid shehem lo kevanim. The disciples that one raises up, they are like sons to him. When one thinks of Meir Weingarten, in whose memory we are learning these Shirei HaMa'alot, Rashi's interpretation is particularly significant and touching.